Welcome to Write Your Book in a Flash with Dan Janelle, the only podcast where you'll learn how successful people just like you have grown their businesses, expanded their influence, and made more money by writing a book. On each episode, you'll learn the inside secrets to help you create a book that can serve as a powerful marketing tool to skyrocket your business. I'm your host, Dan Janelle. I help thought leaders, business executives, and entrepreneurs write their books. To find out more, go to writeyourbookinaflash.com.
Busy executives have a hard time writing books because they just can't find the time. How can a busy executive who wants to share their message with the world and write a book that can help build their business, where do they find the time? Well, today you're going to find out. Hi, I'm Dan Janelle. I've written more than a dozen books. I've been translated into six languages. I help busy business executives and medical professionals write their books. For more information, go to writeyourbookinaflash.com. Our guest today is Eric Huberman. Eric is a busy executive, a very successful executive, and he's written a book. Eric, tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do, and then we'll dive into your strategies for writing a book.
Sure. Founder of Hawk Media. We're the top performance marketing agency in the country, according to Digital Marketing News this year. We have about
200.
Thank you. We have about 200 full-time people, run marketing for about 500 brands. We also have a venture fund. We manage about $30 million investing in marketing technology and e-commerce tech. We built our own AI platform, artificial intelligence platform around marketing that's really become proliferated. And have a real estate family office, a young daughter family, all sorts of things. So to the point of being busy and writing a book.
You are really, really busy. And you wrote a book. Tell us what the book is about.
Yeah. So the book is The Hawk Method, and it's our marketing methodology. So it's about the three pillars of marketing that helped us grow at the time over 3,500 brands. Now, again, it's over 5,000 just our marketing methodology. Sort of the best way to put it is it's modern marketing 101.
Well, it sounds like you're ready for a revision and an update, and I'm happy to help you with that. It's your too breezy. Congratulations. That's really wonderful. I had no idea the numbers, and that's fantastic. So you're a really busy guy. You manage a lot of people. You manage a lot of projects, probably about juggling a lot of balls. Why did you want to write the book in the first place?
Yeah, you know, I wrote the book because I found that my methodology had been repeated for years at that point. So I wrote the book, I think, 6 years. We started writing it 6 years into Hawk Media. And at that point, again, it was about 3,500 brands that we had run this program on. And it was consistent. There was a repeatable methodology that we could articulate. I do a lot of public speaking, too. And I had found that a lot of my speeches, I was talking about this method, this three pillars of marketing, awareness, nurturing, and trust, and constantly talked about it. And so I was approached by a book marketing company pushing me to write a book. I had looked at writing a book before with a ghostwriter, more about how to be successful without being greedy. But I realized that even though I loved the topic in the book, I was not the person to put that out at the time because I was not successful enough to tell other people how to be successful. And so I shelved it. So I'd already gone through the process, but I was like, you know, he approached me. I was like, you know, at this point, I have all the content for a book on marketing. I just have to put it together. And to his credit, his name is Jesse Tevlow, and he doesn't do book marketing anymore, but he had a method of writing a book where he basically put me on Zoom, told me, write an outline, make sure you know the topic, obviously, but write an outline for each chapter, and then get on Zoom and just talk about it for 30 minutes. And every 30 minutes, you've got a chapter. And so I went through 15 chapters, 30 minutes. It was 7.5 hours of Zoom calls throughout a few months when I could fit it in. And he went and got it transcribed. He then edited it. Then he sent it to me. I gave it a once over and edited it. And then we had a book and we went to the publisher. The publisher obviously edited it as well. But what's cool is the product ended up being in my work, you know, very much my words in the sense of like, I didn't have to, like, even when you sit down and write something, it's not necessarily the way you talk. You read this book, it's like me talking. It's the way I talk. It's my vernacular. It's my cadence. It's everything like that. So we ended up with a bestseller. We had a USA Today bestseller. And it was, you know, it sold, I think at this point, like 30,000 copies of this book on marketing, which doesn't have the broadest audience because it's really business owners and marketers. It's not general, you know, it's not a consumer driven book. And so it did really well for what it is. And I think part of it is it's an easy read. Like my wife, who's brilliant, master's in biology and private equity, read my book in like 2 hours and comes out and goes, oh, I get what you do now. We've been together like 8 years. Like, now you understand? Okay. Yeah, it was 8 years at that point. So it was like, yeah, it's funny, but here we are. So yeah, the product was awesome. I will say the hardest part for me was the promotional run, because we ended up, you know, hiring the PR team, building the marketing plan. We had to. We did the whole book tour. I was on TV and all over the place. And that, while running a business, was exhausting. But if your goal isn't necessarily to hit the bestseller list and sell a ton of books, but to have the calling card, I think it's a very doable thing. That marketing piece was the hard part. Just having a book was not, especially if you're speaking on content that you know, in a subject that you know and you're an expert in.
Very good. So how has the book helped your business?
Yeah, many ways. I mean, now every employee that we hire reads our book. Now we're on the same page from marketing, again, basic marketing standpoint. We all think the same in that sense, which is important when you're trying to create scalability. Our clients get the book so that they know like what we're doing and why we're doing it and understand our methods. So it's great for employee and client relations, communication, that side of things, which is really the big crux of it. Promotionally, like, we've done book signings and gotten it out. I was on the Drew Barrymore show, on Adam Carolla. I've been on a bunch of morning shows. Like, so it got me a lot of press and, you know, credibility. And that too, like the credibility of it, where it's like, we wrote the book on marketing, the best-selling book. Like, you see lists on top marketing books all the time, and it's like us and Seth Godin pretty consistently. And it's like, that does a lot when you're talking to someone about, because we talk about in our business and marketing and having a marketing agency, our job, everybody knows they need marketing. That's not our job, is to explain why someone needs marketing. It's, why do you want to work with us over someone else? And so this is just another thing that goes, well, did they write a best-selling book on marketing? No? Okay, that might be something to consider. It's just all these consideration points that allow people to think through, like, why should they work with us too?
Fantastic. Who should read your book?
I would say any business owner that needs to understand what their marketing team is doing, because I hear that all the time. I don't know what they actually do over there. Any marketer, to, because it helps you with articulating what you do. It really simplifies the way to articulate how marketing works, because I get annoyed when people speak in jargon. It's like, I think I'm way more impressed when you can simplify it for everyone else versus like speaking, you know, again, your own jargon, your own vernacular that nobody understands. So that helps with that. It also helps frame, like, someone that's good at marketing. I've had a bunch of great marketers read my book, and they tell me it's a great way to frame it. Like, they already know a lot of this stuff intuitively, but now it's a great way to think about it. If you don't quite understand marketing, you're getting into it, that's another one. And then I would say anyone else just interested, because to understand, why do I get email marketing? Why do people advertise to me on Facebook? Like, it really can hit the masses aside from that. Those two first, like marketers and owners, are the most important. But then we've had a lot of other people read it that just are interested in the space and want to understand it. And this is, again, my favorite review I got, which is where I take this from, was the first day I got a 1-star review on Amazon that said, I don't get it. It's just modern marketing 101. Yep. Nailed it. So they since took that review down, which kind of, you know, I actually liked it. I wanted to use it. I didn't get a chance to like copy it so I could put it in ads and stuff, but that sums it up. So if you know, we all get touched by marketing these days. We all are affected by it. So just understanding it and how that all works. Like when, what was that Netflix documentary that came out that was all about like how Facebook advertising worked, that people were just shocked by, The Social Dilemma. Mm-hmm. People were just floored by. And I was like, really? And I watched it. I'm like, wait, people are surprised by this? Like, all the stuff I, like, not just knew, like, knew very well. And I didn't think that people didn't understand they were being tracked on Facebook. Like, yeah, of course. What do you mean? So anyways, that this will help highlight how all these things work.
Very good. There's a lot of great information you shared with us. So I can't wait to dive into the book and learn more. Eric, tell us, who is your perfect client and how can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, honestly, anyone looking to grow their business. Like I've been talking about it a lot. Like, we want people that are motivated, like, especially at a time now where there's kind of this tale of two cities where some people are like scared for the future and trying to hold off and not make decisions. And there's other people that want to grow, want to build. We're seeing a ton of success right now. And so we really want people that are ready to lean in and go. But we work with companies, literally small startups all the way through a bunch of Fortune 100. So our flexibility is there for a reason. And we really like to be accessible while being the best at what we do. And getting all the best is easy. You can just go to hawkmedia.com. We'll do a free marketing audit for anyone that comes in, use our whole proprietary AI system to really see where the opportunities are and see if we can help.
Fantastic. In fact, I probably have a recommendation for one of my clients who could use your services. So I'll be in touch. Thank you very much for being with us today, Eric. And thanks to everyone for listening. We have more than 200 other episodes of Write Your Book in a Flash with Dan Janelle. Write Your Book in a Flash with Dan Janelle on the YouTube channel. Check them out so you can write your book as fast as Eric did. Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Write Your Book in a Flash podcast with Dan Janelle, the only podcast that shows you exactly how people just like you have built their businesses by writing a book. If you'd like to write your book but don't know where to start, you can find great information at writeyourbookinaflash.com. If you're ready to take your next step to write the book that can transform your business, I invite you to schedule a free, no obligation consulting call with me by going to writeyourbookinaflash.com. We'll be back next week with another insightful interview to help you become a top business leader.